Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tom Paciorek. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Randy Reddy. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jamie Kochenour. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kochenour fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines takes first base on ball four. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kochenour fires to first and picks off Baines. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kochenour fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kochenour, and towards Yount, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reddy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Moore reaches second base with a double. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0 for 1 in the game. Reddy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reddy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reddy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Baines reaches second base with a double. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baines scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Lozinski moves to second. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Paciorek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reddy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reddy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hewlett. The throw from Sundberg and he is safe. Hewlett steals second. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 2 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hewlett scores. It's 2 to nothing, White Sox. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Sundberg and he is out, Gantner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sundberg hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Hill and he is out, Fletcher applying the tag. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Patchy Orrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Baines strikes out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Luzinski hits a fly ball towards center. Manning catches it and throws to Yount, who relays to Cooper to double up Fletcher. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0 for 2 in the game. Reddy takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reddy moves to second. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reddy moves to third. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-2 in the game. Paciorek is hit by the pitch. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sundberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reddy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Paciorek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sundberg hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Tim Hewlett. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kochenour fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kochenour fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Julio Cruz now playing second base. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning strikes out. Two outs. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reddy hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Bob McClure now pitching. Ron Kittle pinch runs for Greg Lozinski. Dave Stegman pinch hits for Mike Squires. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman bunts towards the mound. McClure fields it and throws to first for the out. Baines moves to third. Kittle moves to second. One out. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pachyorek is walked intentionally. Tom Tellman now pitching. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 3 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baines tags and scores. Kittle tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reddy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Stegman now playing left field. Tom Pachyorek now playing first base. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.